This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
As a quadriplegic, must be frustrating for you, someone who likes to get things done with their hands.
Here's the thing. Four guys murdered my wife.
Don't you fucking touch her!
If I could find these men, I'd do it.
What if I told you I could offer you something that would enable you to walk again? I call it STEM, a computer chip that has the potential to change everything. It's a new, better brain.
Oh my God.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Paganampake Pagan alongside Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. There's a new movie coming very soon to theatres. I'm not sure actually if it's going to be released in Malaysia, but it's by a Blumhouse imprint called BH Tilt, written and directed by Lee Wannell, who Ian had the pleasure of meeting in Hong Kong.
And he told me about it as well. He said at the end of the interview, he's like, that's what he's working on next, this kind of sci-fi movie.
That's right, that's right. He is, of course, the man behind Saw and Insidious. He wrote those movies and he directed the last Insidious movie.
Not the last one, the one before that.
The one before that, sorry. He just wrote the last one. And this one's called Upgrade. And it is a science fiction thriller slash revenge fantasy where an ordinary man, paralyzed by this brutal attack on him and his wife, gets a chance to walk again thanks to an experimental chip called STEM. They kind of implant it into his spine. The chip has a bit of a mind of its own with a voice that only he can hear. And it turns out to have the ability to kind of control him and his body as well. The story is a revenge fantasy plot that kind of plays out a little bit like a semi-RoboCop. That way. But the trailer just looks fantastic.
Yeah, there's just a brilliant moment in the trailer where you're thinking, okay, whatever's going on here, and then the chip says, like, can I assume control, please? Or can, do you give me permission?
No, you need to give me permission to assume control.
And then permission. The camera's locked off. It reminds me of that bit in Game Night where the camera was locked off to the lock as it opened.
Yeah. Yes.
The camera's locked off to him lying on the ground, and then he just jumps up.
Yeah, he just sort
and
of
starts
slams
beating
his
people
fist
up.
And just
but the camera is completely like moving with him as the rest of the world moves around him.
Yeah.
And it's just a very cool visual thing that shows things have changed.
Yeah.
I need your permission to operate independently.
Permission granted!
Thank you.
Once the STEM has taken over, Logan Marshall Green's face is just like, his hands are just doing stuff, like smashing, you know, like smashing plates on people's faces, and his face is just like, I don't know what's going on.
Like, he's horrified by some of it, he's enjoying some of it.
But his face is just like, I have no control over any of this.
Like, he's basically the audience surrogate, because when he does something cool and you want to go, oh, he's doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's great.
It opened in the US on the 1st of June. But I haven't heard of any news about it coming here. I really hope someone brings it in. I mean, it looks like it's going to be incredibly violent, so it'll definitely be 18 rated. And I don't know if it'll get by the Malaysian censorship board. But that being said, what I enjoyed a lot about the trailer was it's an interesting film to make with the kind of budget that Blumhouse puts out.
Yeah.
Because it's a futuristic sci-fi thriller. And yet, the shots are very close. So it's a very intimate movie.
Very contained.
And I think that saves a lot of money in trying to put forward that future world.
A lot of it seems to take place in dirty kitchens.
Exactly.
And they're 10 a penny.
Yeah, yeah. And this is not a big movie by any means.
But I mean, it's probably, it's Blumhouse Tilt, so I'm not sure whether that's just like we're going outside horror. But I presume it's probably the same thing where the budget's limited to $5 million or something like that. And that's what you get. And you work within that. And from when we saw Blackwater last week, when we saw Blackwater and Future World last week, Blackwater basically said, hey, look, we're low budget. But they use their low budget in a very smart and very clever way. And there are ways you can do that. And I think, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And Blumhouse have shown that necessity, when you force necessity on people, they work to it. And not only that, they can make it incredibly successful.
Yeah.
And this movie looks like they've really worked that budget, because every one of those fight scenes at least the short clips we see in the trailer feel incredibly well choreographed. Because not only does really cool.
Not only does it have to concentrate on what his hands and arms are doing, but also what his face is doing with these goofy moments and then having lines about, oh my God, what's happened there? Yeah.
Because he's got to act it out as if he has no control over what his arms and legs are doing.
But even then, the way he's acting, his body is straight, stiff.
His body's combat pose. His face is wild panic.
There's one point he's begging the guy, just stay down, man. Stay down. Man, just stay down.
And he's like, Stem, he has a knife. Don't worry, we have a knife too. And then just stabs him in the chest. You're like, what? So you and him are both reacting, going, what just happened?
It's great. And we're not psychopaths. It's got that kind of Evil Dead style comedic violence going on.
Absolutely. Sorry, thanks, Ian, for pointing that out.
That was great. Yeah, duly noted. Yeah, that was awesome.
You got to see it in context in the trailer.
Absolutely. It's interesting that Hollywood is making more and more of these movies.
Is it Hollywood? Or it is still Hollywood.
I mean, no, but in general, the revenge fantasy movie. I mean, if you take the plot of this film, it's very similar to Death Wish, right? Mm. I mean, there are very few. The deferring beats is that this one is using a science fiction trope or a science fiction crutch, right? Yeah. There's another movie coming out in a few months, Peppermint, where Jennifer Garner's going back to her action roots.
Well, she's just doing The Punisher.
Equalizer 2 is coming out with Denzel Washington. The revenge fantasy, every year there seems to be about 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done. I've done.
So you need something like this. I need
Upgrade. Yeah. I need, like, Upgrade is an upgrade on the revenge fantasy, right? Like,
it's Iron Man meets Taken.
Yeah. When I saw the Peppermint trailer,
God, that was
like,
probably the pitch.
Sell it.
I'm ready. My wallet's in my hand already. Just thinking about it.
Hello, Blumhouse.
Yeah.
When I saw the trailer for Peppermint, I was just like, eh.
And I had it preceded by a tweet that said, oh, look, Jennifer Garner is the Punisher. Why didn't you just call it the Punisher?
Yeah.
Because it really is the Punisher. Even the Netflix show, like, the scenes of her family dying look like the scenes of Frank's family dying.
Yeah.
But I think there's also, these movies are coming out and slipping by us a little bit. There was another one called Mayhem with Steven Yeun. Have you heard of that?
I missed that one.
And I think it's Joe Carnahan was involved as well. And I see nothing but great tweets online, people saying it's fantastic online, but they just say it's available on VOD and never explain which one it is on. And if you don't have American iTunes and you're not access to all these other ones, it's very hard to find. And we're waiting for Netflix and things to pick these things up.
Yeah, these are interesting movies out of Hollywood because they're not too big, they're not too small. They're kind of mid-range movies.
It's the return of the mid-range movie. Kevin Smith's career went on ice because he couldn't make movies for $30 million anymore. It was either you make $5 million or $100 million. There's no in between.
And I think they do make money. They make enough money on VOD, on limited cinema releases.
But that's the thing, right? If your budget's $5 million, you spend another $2 million on marketing.
And especially if you use social media interests to carry about most of that.
I mean, look, you get 10, 15, 20 in the cinemas. Yeah, you make bank. It's that old strategy of you make 10 films, you know, one will break even, a few will lose, but then there's that one or two which will be like Get Out and just completely bankroll the next 3 years.
Which is like, it's how it used to work before everyone got greedy and scared.
And before everybody started making Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And it's also important to note that there are movies like this that need to be made on that budget. I think the problem we have a lot of the time these days are some of the movies that come out that do flop just can't justify the insane budget. Mm. You don't need $50 million for that, or you don't need $100 million for that, right?
Well, I mean, if the movie needs $100 million, it needs $100 million. If a movie needs $50 million, it needs $50 million.
But if it's $100 million, it's got to be a four quadrant movie that appeals to everybody and their grandmother, and it's got to be not R-rated, and it's got to have a car chase in the third act, and it's got to hit every single box.
Yeah, you can't make a $50 million. You can't give a director $50 million. When the movie they're making is a $10 million production. That's it.
Yeah. But no, Lee Wannell's kind of, I'm glad he's kind of moved away from the horror stuff and the slasher stuff that he used to do because...
It must be driving him nuts. He's been doing it for years.
Years, I know.
Every morning you wake up, it's like, what am I doing today? Oh yeah, I'm doing Saw today, or is it Insidious today? I can't remember because that's my life.
I'm directing Saw, but writing Insidious.
Or
the other way around. I don't know what I'm doing this month.
Who am I killing today?
But I want to see more standalone movies like Upgrade. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a great time at the cinema usually. And also it introduces us to, I guess, fresh young actors like Logan Marshall Green. We've seen him in Prometheus and we've seen him in Spider-Man Homecoming.
There's a fantastic tweet that he said about, someone tweeted to him about him ever doing a Marvel hero or a Marvel movie. And he said, oh, I think the ship's already sailed in that one. Yeah, I know. Shocker.
Oh.
Go check out the trailer for Upgrade and let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm at Bahiwai.
I'm at McNasty Prime.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.